Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Tricia Papineau is with the Dog Park Committee. She is the chairperson, and she joins us this morning on the Coffee Club to kind of shed more light on the latest developments with the dog park. Tricia, first of all, first and foremost, you guys got approved for the one-year temporary basis. We're probably looking a little bit longer before it gets open, correct?
Yes, a little bit longer. It's probably going to go till August. And the reason for that is it's taking a long time to receive the gates. Some gates have been ordered. All gates have been ordered, but we haven't received them yet. So by the time we receive them and go through all the process to have them installed, it's going to take a little while still. But we are doing some other work at the park just to get it ready so that when the gates arrive, then everything else will be ready.
What's the excitement level like on the committee and from people about this dog park opening up?
Yes, so because we're doing more publicity, a lot of people are getting very excited about it. The word's getting around. And what is happening right now is a lot of people are thinking that the park is open, and more people have been going to the park even though there's no gates installed. Therefore, this can be a little dangerous because if you don't have control of your dog, at all times and something outside the park will attract your dog, let's say, then the dog can easily run out of the park and maybe people could be injured or scare kids or other people. So that's a little bit worrisome.
So right now the park is closed until you get it ready to go.
Yes. So what we did at the beginning of the week, because more and more people were starting to use the park, we decided to close it, and you'll notice that there's a closed sign on it, and it's just until we get a chance to organize everything and to ensure everybody's safety, like I mentioned. And we're thinking it's probably going to be more like mid to late August.
Okay.
And we know everybody's excited. We're also very excited, but we better wait for everything to be functioning correctly to use it at its full capacity. And if anybody wants more information, just follow us on our Facebook page, and we're keeping everybody up to date on the Facebook page.
We thank Tricia Papineau for joining us on the program. For further information on the dog park, you can follow their Facebook page, as well as we have details about a story on our website at mycapiscasingnow.com. We'll talk to you next week.